never knew that a football match could make me cry alone in a bar.
If I do the intro, you're going to interrupt me? Because that's what always happens.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the like bit we do. Which it's not a. I think it's like a funny bit, though. People like it, though.
See, a bit is something that we agree upon, and then we decide to. Well, no, it's called sabotaging the show. What you're doing is called sabotaging.
You think that when I interrupt you, it's sabotaging.
You do the introduction, and then
I don't want to do it because if I do it, then you're just going to interrupt me.
No, I actually won't because I'm professional and I don't really play that game. And I understand that it's not a funny bit and it's stupid. And I have more creativity than to do a stupid, thoughtless bit like that that doesn't require creativity and it's stupid.
So you're not going to interrupt me?
I promise you I won't interrupt you. 100% I won't. Guaranteed 100%, and there's no chance I'll interrupt you.
Okay.
You can put your hat on it, my friend.
Okay,
Your hat on that idea that I will not interrupt you.
All right, my hat is hung on it. That's a weird
sentence. I feel like you're still apprehensive.
That's not like a sentence that you say, though.
What?
Like, oh, you can hang your hat on that idea. Like,
yeah, it is.
No, people don't say that, really.
Yeah, it is. You can hang your hat on the fact that people say that, buddy.
Okay, well, in that case, so you want me to do the intro?
Yes, and okay. You can hang, yeah, and I'm saying I promise to you that I will not interrupt you. Okay. And you can guarantee that, and everyone who's listening knows the kind of person that I am and understands that I will be a man of my word and I will not interrupt you because I don't think it's funny.
Okay. Okay, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you, bitch.
I didn't even get to the intro part. What are you... I never interrupt you by saying, fuck you. That's mean.
Because you're a square Ned Flanders. You don't even know how the F word works. You asked me, remember when you came up to me and you said, hey, Chris, hey, you said, oh, excuse me, Chris.
Oh, is that an impression of me?
No, that's how you talked that time when you said it to me. Okay. I was trying to jog your memory as far as the situation and thought, is that always how you talk when you're... Okay, so anyways, you came up and you said, why you're always using that word, fuck. And you said, what does that word mean? And I was like, get the fuck out. You know, I was like thinking, this guy is messing with me. But then I saw your glasses and everything, and I was like, holy shit, this guy doesn't know what fuck means.
So this is the bit that you've decided on to start the show, that I as a 31-year-old man, don't know what the word fuck means.
You were 28 at the time.
Oh, okay. I forgot that this was 3 years ago.
Yeah, back when we were friends for 3 weeks. Do you remember? Okay. Remember when we had...
Yeah.
We haven't discussed that, right?
Yeah, but I thought it was months that we agreed we were friends for.
No. I actually thought about it more.
Now you've decided it's just weeks instead of months.
Yes. Anyways,
okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podcaps FC.
And the reason that we are...
John Cullen.
The reason that we are... Sorry.
Are you going to let
me wasn't doing it as a bit that time. Go, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
Fuck you, bitch. It's actually funny the second time.
Is it?
Well,
I mean, you didn't even seem to believe it yourself.
Hey, guys, please email in to... And no one ever does. PodcapsFC.
Do we even own that email address?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, own it. What the fuck does that mean, own it?
I think it means exactly what you think it means.
Anyways, this guy's got problematic ideas about how the world works. But anyhow, ownership over... It's... Come on. Anyhow, yeah, we have Podcaps FC. He just did a really exaggerated sigh.
Yeah.
I'll edit it out to make it seem like you are enjoying this. So,
Good luck with that.
Email in and let people know that the second time it was still funny when I said, fuck you, bitch. Thank you.
And you bitch is kind of problematic language, but I guess we can allow it for the sake of this bit.
Language politics. All right, go on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podcaps FC. I am John Cullen here once again with your...
I should check the levels because you're probably clipping.
I'm not clipping.
Oh, you're right. You're actually doing fine.
I know. I'm doing great. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podcaps FC. I am... this is the Whitecaps podcast. We have officially declared it is the fifth best Whitecaps podcast, hosted by your two friends. We're not friends, but we are friends of yours.
Well, not all.
Not all of our listeners are friends with all of you. Yeah, that's true. There's some of you we're definitely not friends with.
I'm saying some of them are only friends with me and not friends with you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And actually not very much vice versa, as we did discover online that I do have a fairly solid following within the Podcaps world.
Well, yeah, it's because you're the only one who ever cares about that world. Like, ooh. you tweet from ooh, the account looks way like more.
That's not going to win them over, John.
I'm not trying to win them
no, over. No, you're right. You are actually quite aggressive towards the fans in a way that does seem to, I guess, rub them the wrong. Well, I think really, to be honest with you, the only person that you've really had it in with is Justin Morissette.
Yeah, and that's just stemming from my own show.
You have a show with him, and you guys get into it all the time, and you
yeah, it makes you uncomfortable. Over.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable when it happens when on my timeline. When you do timeline. The
show. Hmm? Oh, when it happens on your timeline. But also when you do real good show. You said it makes you feel uncomfortable, the tension.
Oh, sometimes I do feel uncomfortable because you guys seem to not get along legitimately. But you tell me that's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. We get along.
And then now I know it's not true because now I know you guys right. both.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know that you guys are very good
friends. Oh, speaking of that, weren't you supposed to come to Hexgiving last night? You didn't end up coming.
I could not make it because I had to edit my show and I didn't get enough done before my Thanksgiving dinner.
It happens.
And so I was hoping to come over afterwards to Stefan Heck. He's a friend of ours. He's back in town from Hollywood.
Yeah, ooh. He's a real star now.
Yeah, he lives in Hollywood at the corner of La Cienega Boulevard and Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's not actually where he lives. I don't know where he lives. But he had a Thanksgiving gathering and John was there and I guess did you jerk his dog off?
Yeah, it was whatever. It was a crazy night.
But honestly.
No, I didn't jerk his dog off.
Well, but I saw a photograph, John.
Yeah, but I wasn't jerking his dog off.
Well, what was happening in the photograph? And he did clip the mic there.
The dog had a boner.
Okay, wait, so right away everyone's kind of thinking that I might be right in this.
No, they're not.
Well, they're thinking, wait a second.
I was just petting the dog. And
oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I didn't even know this. Okay, so you were, in fact, making physical contact with the dog, and then the dog became sexually aroused. That's yes. fair to say.
Sure.
Okay, and how close, and this doesn't make
not
you,
even
make
close
you,
to make his you, penis.
I wasn't asking that.
That is what you're
I was going to say, how close to his butthole.
Okay, well, not close to his butthole at all.
Because some dogs might.
Yeah, I understand. But Stefan was there. He can corroborate my story that it was just, the dog just, I guess, liked me. I don't know.
And then the lipstick popped out.
It definitely was visible, yeah.
There was a friend of mine that I grew up with, and we would go over to his house, and he had a dog that would... Bo was the name of the dog, okay. And it was a little Shih Tzu. And it was a stuffed animal named Patrick.
And he was a big fan of the stuffed animal?
Bo would have sex with Patrick aggressively. All the time.
And, I know a dog like that as well.
Well, everywhere. Yeah, there's dogs. Dogs fuck.
Yeah.
Dogs are animals, and they get horned up if you don't, you know.
Yeah.
Clip their balls off or whatever.
Kelso does have his balls clipped, but he still
gets a bit. Gets
yeah, well, he was.
That's
yeah.
really cool. Well, I guess when you're really feeling it, and when someone's kind of really giving you those vibes. It
yeah, that's
matter.
The vibes I give off for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podcaps FC. This is the
John
fifth
was,
best.
John was not happy, podcast. By the way, if you saw his face there, that I was inferring bestiality. He did not appreciate it. And I will say, it was just a funny photograph I saw where John, I'm going to come out and say, no, John does not do bestiality,
thank
to my
you.
Knowledge.
Yeah, okay. Welcome to Podcaps FC.
I swear he does. I promise you.
This
not.
Is the fifth best Whitecaps podcast hosted by two stand-up comedians. I am John Cullen.
I feel
I'm
like
here.
You think like thou doth protest too much, but I swear the guy does not. I don't know anything about anything he does. The only thing I know is that he killed his cat. And that's not a sexual thing. He failed to provide the necessities of life for the cat. He believed that it would scavenge for food because it was an outdoor cat. Is that correct? And that cat passed away. But I believe John is a good guy. He has three jobs.
Four.
Do you actually have four jobs?
Yeah.
What are they? Well, the slop bucket.
Yeah.
And then the piss bucket.
Actually, speaking of the slop bucket,
okay.
I'm in a feud right now with the Top Marks Wrestling Podcast because Josh Custodio, one of the co-hosts of Top Marks, his last name is Custodio. So
yeah.
They call him Josh the Janitor Custodio on their podcast.
That's
and so
funny.
He is mad that I'm stealing his gimmick.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
But I just made it up.
Yeah, you made it up. So he should be mad at you, but they're mad at me for some reason. Because everybody hates me or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Everybody hates John.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a was a play on Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we going to talk about the Whitecaps at all?
Exactly. Welcome to Podcaps FC.
The reason we're avoiding it is because did you guys watch the match?
Yeah, it sucks shit.
Did you watch the match? Because we did.
I think we can't start talking about the Whitecaps till I introduce the show. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Podcaps FC, the fifth best Whitecaps podcast brought to you by... We're the only two stand-up comedians who talk about the Whitecaps, and I think our podcast is the best. I am John Cullen, and I'm here with my co-host and future groomsman, Chris James.
Hi, and I'm Chris James, and I believe that it's fifth best, and that's why I tweet about that often and put it as part of our bio, because I believe there are four better podcasts, and people keep telling me that there aren't four other podcasts, and anyways, but we are not a very good podcast, but we are trying to get better, and we believe that if you like comedy and you also like, if you want a comedy podcast and you also like the Whitecaps, then maybe it's enjoyable. But if you like people who do big analysis, then please go and listen to our friends at, what are they called?
AFTN. From the Backline and AFTN.
And From the Backline and one other.
Footy Soldiers.
And then there's another one just like Jimmy Boy's Whitecaps podcast. That's the fourth best.
Yeah, everybody loves Jimmy
Boy's. It's yet to be made, but it is better than ours. And I have heard him once
talking. Yeah, he stands behind you at the game. And he keeps saying he's going to start a podcast.
He has it. It's on his phone. And I just need to, he keeps asking me, he says, how do you use the SoundCloud? You know, and I ignore him like he's not there.
Yeah, that's the usual.
Okay, so they played against the New York Red Bulls with a chance to clinch first or second. That's a very important position because it guarantees that I can go to Los Angeles and watch the Golden State Warriors play and also see... And then it also guarantees that John cannot.
Yeah, we're in a real pickle here.
So it is interesting that one of us... Now, correct me if I'm wrong. One of us wants the Whitecaps to win the remaining games and finish in the first or second position. And the other one wants us to lose and finish in third or fourth. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And hey, can anybody guess who's who? It's the same guy who says Victor Vasquez is better than Jordy Reyna. Anyways, I don't want you to make up your mind.
It's not that I want them to lose. It's okay if they win.
I was born in Richmond.
Yeah. So what's your point?
Where are you? I mean, no, anyways, go on. Sorry. My point is...
Chris grew up in a cannery. Okay, now...
I grew up in a cannery. I grew up in a beautiful neighborhood. And I also knew, growing up, a man by the name of Jason Jordan and was good friends with his younger brother. And
same.
That's cool. How'd you know Jason Jordan?
I worked with his dad.
You worked with Mark?
Well, his stepdad, yeah. Mark Pirro.
Yeah, that's not his stepdad, I don't believe.
Oh, is that his real dad?
Oh, yeah. Possibly the Justin and Jason were from a different dad.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know Justin. I know Matt Pirro.
Know Mike.
Okay.
Anyways, those are people that now, I mean, I probably have to edit that out. I don't talk about those people. I mean, Mike lives in somewhere else. Obviously, he's doing very well. But anyway,
you have to edit out their names. We know them.
Yeah, you're right. But people
I might used to know. Work with them in the warehouse.
So people may know Jason Jordan as being a very great legendary Whitecaps 80/86ers player. And when they were in the USL, was that the USL years? And he would
have been... Or NASL?
NASL, maybe. Yeah. Maybe he would play them over both.
Maybe both, yeah.
But he was a leading scorer in the franchise.
Well, many goals for the Whitecaps.
He might still be.
Isn't it Dominic Mabilia?
Oh, of all time, it's Dominic Mabilia. Let's take a look, actually. That's interesting information for me. Let's take a look
at I think Mabilia is first.
He is the legend, Mabilia. Yeah, Dominic Mabilia. Remember we saw that guy wearing Mabilia jersey?
Yes.
And was it Dominic Mabilia? Did we ever figure that out?
Well, no, because he's not
alive. He's passed away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John, don't bring it up then.
Well, I didn't bring it up. You did.
When did Dominic Mabilia die?
I don't know that.
Oh, 2004. It was not him.
So it was quite a while ago.
Hey, I didn't mean that. I had no idea.
Well, you did, because at the game, you're like, do you think it's Dominic Mabilia? You're right. It's like Dominic Mabilia is dead.
Well, and I probably knew before that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you might have.
I might have been making a...
Okay, so yeah, did you check the Whitecaps all-time leading scorers?
Okay, Whitecaps FC all-time leading scorers. Let's see what we have here. List of Whitecaps... records and statistics. Yeah, see, they're just giving us for this.
Oh, here we go. Oh, that's appearances.
Oh, no, here we go. Yeah, you're right.
Mobilio by Mobilio. A lot.
And then John Catliffe and then Jason Jordan coming in.
But third. Mobilio is in first by almost 100.
He has 100. Okay, lean back. Don't
sit. Well, I'm trying to see the screen.
Stop, okay? Being an asshole.
I'm not being an asshole. I'm just trying to see the screen.
Yeah, you're doing that thing that I hate so much where you talk right into the microphone and you let everybody know how good the sound quality could be. All right, let's take a look at the stats.
I don't think anyone thinks about that.
I hope they do. Please email into podcapsfc@gmail.com and say, do you think about the thing or care or get angry about
the thing? How often do you check that email?
I've never checked it.
Exactly.
But I'm going to now.
Oh, you are now. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to take a look at some statistics here.
I've definitely never checked it.
And it looks like, you know what? We were only outpossessed for us. It wasn't bad. Really. Yeah, we had 43% possession, which is actually very high for
domination for us.
Yeah, unfortunately, the game wasn't like that.
No, we were not very good.
Now, did you? I was sort of. New York Red Bulls clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah, they had to win.
So it was a big. Didn't have to win.
No, but
they have a long. They have actually like 7 points clear. So they probably would have. They would gotten in one of their next two games, but. They're playing for a play, but I mean, it just as much urgency. I think it's more that they weren't missing key pieces, whereas we were missing our main
two of our main pieces.
Jordi Reyna, as we always say every week, he changes the way that Freddie Montero plays. Him and Freddie Montero together, that is our best attacking piece, those two together. And Waston is definitely our best defender.
Absolutely.
And you know, you can say
Parker, one of the best defenders in the league.
And he even when he's not, it's just you can't argue when he's playing, we're better defensively.
Yeah, Parker always plays better
when Parker Boston's always back there. Plays better. His responsibilities are different when and Mon.
Oh. Mon had a bit of a laugher.
Oh, Mon. You know what I mean? Like a Jamaican
guy. Jamaican person saying, oh man?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So it is a strong joke because you did understand it. So
that doesn't make it a strong joke.
So did that Bradley, right? How did he score? 2 goals? He scored twice? Okay. No. He didn't?
No, he scored once.
He just scored once? Who scored their goals? Let's take a look here.
Right, Phillips scored the second one. The first one was Royer.
Oh, yes, that's right. And then Felipe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got the third one. Yeah. Yes. That was a nice hit, Felipe's goal.
That was a beautiful goal, kind of squirted out to him, right, when Gazelle...
Yeah, about 20 yards out.
Gazelle had a good game, he was probably the only player who had a good game. I think he was man of the match,
too. He was, yeah.
It was kind of just who gives a shit.
Yeah, exactly. Match, though. Yeah.
Nowitzki didn't look great, but I mean, no one really did. We played with five at the back, right, or like three at the back with wing backs, and Harvey being one of them. They had De Jong dropped into the middle.
Yeah.
Playing with Mond and Parker.
Harvey is just not... Harvey's and even De Jong. I mean, Mond didn't have a great game. We like De Jong a lot. He's not really a central back. You know, he's more of a wing back type player.
Yeah.
So to have him playing more centrally, I just think it wasn't his best.
Yeah, but I guess...
But he plays decent centrally when he's in the defensive midfield.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of times I've seen him play with Canada that way where he's looked pretty good against maybe weaker opponents. Yeah. I don't know. I think...
Like, I didn't think he looked terrible.
Yeah. I think out on the wing he's probably best. He's maybe more just effective, as a left back for the Whitecaps, where he's been best. Just a four
good across ball the back. Distributor, and he's solid defensively.
Yeah. So, anyways, Jordan Harvey, that we've said it.
We've said enough. Him.
And by the way, Eric Hurtado played. We played two strikers with Eric Hurtado and Freddie Montero playing together. And why? Well, Eric Hurtado's the worst player in the whole fucking league. Get him the fuck out of here. I don't ever want to see him in a jersey ever again.
Okay, wait. Sorry. Last week you were saying that Hurtado was... Huh? You said Eric Hurtado was your favorite player and one of the best players on the Caps last week.
And who said that?
You said that because he scored that goal, that over the shoulder flick, and you're like, oh yeah, he's one of them. You made a meme about it and everything.
That was Eric Hurtado.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric Hurtado. But did you see the guy this time who played? He had all that. He had that fucked up hair, and his name was Hurtado with a U.
Yeah, same guy, man. It was the same guy both times. Eric Hurtado. It's always been spelled with a U. Why did you think it wasn't spelled with
a U? Eric Hurtado is a garbage player. Right, we're agreeing on that. And I fucking hate him, and I never fucking want to see him out there ever again. It was so frustrating seeing him unable to hold the ball up. He does nothing as far as creating space for himself or creating space for other players. It was so glaring that our team needs Jordy Reyna in the center of the park.
Big time, yeah.
And Kendall Waston in the back. We tweeted it out. I tweeted it out because I am active in the social media. Shout out Chris James fans.
I
was giving you a chance to shout out to your fans. Like that Brandon guy didn't... Oh, he turned over to my side, right?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
I'm not sure that he did.
No, he did. I do recall that he did. You want me to double check what it was? Because he definitely did. I remember. Anyway,
sure, yeah. Shout out to John Cullen's fans who know that this podcast would not be the same without me.
Hey, Sam Brown YVR, shout out to you directly. And I know you tweeted something like, hey, I'd like to be like a part of the show or something. But I read it when I was really fucking high. And but shout out to you. You are a great listener, Brandon Pasqualetto. Thanks for joining the good boys.
You don't even say his name right. It's Brandon Pasqualetto. You always say Pasqualetto every time. So buddy, he's not going to be a fan of yours if you can't even say his name right.
Ustedo is dead.
Well, no, not really. I mean,
that's... Oh, and speaking of Ustedo.
He's not very good.
You know what? I think we need to make a little bit of room on that Hurtado Harvey barge.
Yeah, and put Ustedo on the barge?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we need to barge him and his family.
He's got cute little twins. I don't know if I want to put his two little twin babies on a barge.
Listen, John, you're assuming that the barge is death, is certain death. It's not.
I'm not assuming that it's certain death. I'm just saying that I don't want like 3-year-old cute Danish twins to have to live on a barge. That's what I'm saying.
The barge will get to somewhere.
Oh, and then they can just start a new life?
Well, what were they going to do otherwise?
Well, where is it
going to
go?
Metaphorically, they would be going on a barge to start a new life.
Where are they going to go?
Hey, John, wherever the tides take them, wherever the wind sends the barge, that's all. So,
the mid-Atlantic plastic gyre?
I mean, John, yeah, the truth is it's certain death. But anyway, so we do want to get rid of Ustedo. John says plane, I say barge. But either way, the truth of it is he's been a good player for the team for many years. He was at one point for a few years one of the top keepers in the league.
Absolutely.
And carried us. And this season he hasn't been terrible. He's just been very mediocre, and for his salary.
He's just not making those big saves that you expect him to make. Like we were even saying that first goal by Royer.
Yeah,
he kind of shrunk a bit, you know. Yeah. He got big, and then when Royer went to kick, he kind of shrunk and allowed Royer to score. It's just a position where you could see a keeper making a save. You know, it's not his fault that the goal went in, but you kind of think, okay, maybe that's a spot where he could have made a save. And we've said that a number of times this year, where you think like, okay, the goal's not directly his fault.
Yeah,
but maybe he does better there, or maybe someone named Stefan Marinovic does better there.
Marinovic, yeah. Yeah, the he's looked... I mean, when you have somebody that's commanding a $70,000 a year salary and playing better than you when you're taking what? What is he?
I think Ustedo's on like 350, I think.
So, I mean, it's just...
300, something like that.
At that point, and I think asking for more money.
He's asking for more, yeah.
So, I mean, that's a tough sell to say, hey, I want some more money. And they're like, well, there's a guy who is actually going to do it for a fifth.
Yeah, and he's like... probably better.
And he's doing a better
job. Or he's at least hungrier, for sure.
He's doing a better job at the moment. I mean, I don't know for sure that he's proven himself to be a better keeper over time.
But he's looked great for us and for New Zealand.
Yeah, most definitely. And yeah, so it makes you wonder. I thought before these last few matches that Ustedo would be the keeper in the playoffs. But I don't know for sure.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think whoever gets the start this weekend is going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Because I think you got two regular season games left. I think you got to pick a guy now.
Oh, and now that you have everyone back and available, you have to also, as Robinson said, and by the way, sack Robinson, get him out at the end of the year, even if they win the MLS Cup. And I have been saying that forever.
Except for last week when you said that you thought he was a great manager.
But, so...
Have you noticed that you change your opinion a lot, like week to week, basically 100% based on how the team does?
What are you talking about? Well, I always have my players I love.
You're just not boys. A man of your conviction.
I have my boys conviction. I always love, you know? I got my boys that I always cheer for, my top stars.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You don't have them.
That's actually true. I actually always... Montero and Jordy Reyna.
That's true.
I mean, I'm always Gazelle.
True. Those guys, yes.
Yes, I always... And I rarely have an issue with Teixeira. So I like to see him in the lineup. Bolaños hasn't been playing as good this year, Bolaños. So, but I do...
He's been injured.
Yeah, but there are guys... I mean, it's mostly Robinson that I go back and forth on. Because that's really how I feel. Some weeks I watch him and it doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing with the team he picks, with the tactics that he chooses, and he gets this run out of the park. And then other weeks I think, man, this guy might be a damn genius. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you're looking at me like you don't know what I mean. Do you hate...
I mean, I get what you mean.
Do you hate Robinson or do you like Robinson? Do you think he's good or bad? Because you...
I think he...
You just don't say anything. You just let me say different things all the time, and then you just sit back.
Yeah, and then I criticize you when you change your mind.
Exactly.
I think that he...
Hang on, everybody. John Collin, Robinson, good or bad? This is going to be a sound bite that we are going to put onto Twitter. Well-known curler, slot pocket cleaner.
I'm actually going to ride the middle of the road on this one, because I think he's very good at some things, but I think there's some things he lacks, which I think you can agree.
That's bullshit.
Oh, is it better to say he's good one week and bad the next week rather than saying he's good at some stuff and bad at some stuff all the time?
Do you want me to answer? Yes.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. I don't think that's correct at all.
Yeah,
I think he's proven that he's good at... I tweeted this week. He's very good at those kind of mid-level signings. Like, Gasol looks like a winning signing.
We haven't seen the other dude.
We haven't seen Nosa, but
we didn't see him because we figured because the game was already out of hand.
Yeah,
no point bringing him on, because he hinted like he was going
to
bring.
He did
on.
Hint. Yeah, I mean, he traveled to New York, so presumably
it's a long travel.
So. Presumably, Nosa, I mean, we got Nosa on a great deal. He's making under 100K. Gasol looks really solid. You know, he's very good at those kind of... Marinovic looks good.
Jordy Reyna.
Yeah, Jordy. Well, that wasn't a mid-season signing. But I know what you're saying. Like, that mid-level, like, not DP level.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
he's
I
very
thinking,
good at
yeah.
getting guys that produce a lot for not as
like,
much
Jordy
money.
Reyna should be a DP.
Oh, absolutely.
And he'll, yeah. Yeah, he'll get...
And maybe he will be. Like, yeah. Maybe they're going to have to offer him more money this offseason. I don't know.
But I don't know what his contract is.
Well, I think he's got... Usually MLS contracts are 2 years, so...
So then we would have him for next season.
Yeah,
maybe,
but people can always say, like, well, transfer me or give me more money. Like, that's happened before.
Oh, by the way, and for everyone who... Oh, they can do that, like, in the middle of a contract.
Yeah, they can just say, like, I want to be transferred. I'm not going to play. Give me more money.
Yeah, he would do that.
Oh. Yeah, I think Jordy would do
Jordy
that.
Jordy Reyna
sure.
is like...
He'd be like, by the way, it turns out I'm your best player and you have 2 DP slots available. Give me $1 million or I'm leaving.
Yeah, yeah, he could. He seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, he does.
Which is, that's fine. I mean, I don't need to be friends with him.
No, definitely not.
But I was going to bring up John. I did want to talk to you because I didn't send a message. I decided to wait until we recorded this podcast to just really vent my frustration with having to edit out edit those claps last week.
And did you actually edit them all out? I didn't edit them all.
What I have to do is I have to take everyone and drop it
or
down,
like mute it,
and I have to bring it down.
And you did
to
that for everyone,
every single one. Wow. Yeah. And while I was doing it, I was so mad at you.
Were you?
I was so mad. I was like, this motherfucker. I was like, he doesn't edit it, and now he has the audacity, because I was like trying to do something else and I had to finish it. So I was really mad about that. And
cool.
And so I just wanted to bring it up now. And
I was probably at my job.
Slot bucket cleaning at the piss gallery.
The piss gallery. Yep, that's it. You nailed it.
So how do we feel? San Jose, are you at the game?
I will be there, yep.
Fantastic, I'll be there as well.
I'll just be getting off a plane and heading right to the game.
Where are you coming from on the plane?
I got a corporate gig this upcoming weekend in Terrace, British Columbia.
That's weird. Corporate season, I didn't think it has started yet.
Yeah, well, when you're that good, it starts early, pal.
No, but it's, yeah, a lot of people seem to be acting like it's starting, but my agent keeps telling me it doesn't start for a while.
Yeah, your agent's probably telling you it starts in January.
Yeah, my agent says it starts around February, mid-Feb.
Yeah, well, good luck with all this Valentine's
Day. Wait, don't we have the same agent?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes and no. We have one of the same agents.
But you have, like,
but I never get work from that agent.
Who he doesn't give anybody.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
He might listen. No, would he listen to this?
I don't think so.
Who cares? He's never given me one fucking gig ever.
Yeah. I think so he's maybe given me two in like 3 years.
Well, that's ridiculous that you've gotten more than me. Because I've been with him longer.
I'm a better corporate comedian than you are.
Yeah, that's right.
I am. You're a better comedian than me, but I'm a better corporate comedian than you.
Yeah,
you have to admit that.
I mean, I agree you are because you're 100% clean.
Yeah.
So I'm mostly clean, but some of my jokes aren't clean.
Right.
So I have to change like a little bit, whereas you don't have to change anything.
No.
And you're a fucking nerd. And people in corporations are like, oh, this guy's like me. Because people who work for a corporation without fail, every single one, with no exceptions, are fucking nerds. Yeah. So if you work for a corporation, unless it's PodCaps Incorporated, sorry, Weehi. Fuck, I just realized I totally slagged off Weehi and he's going to be pissed.
The whole corporation, actually.
Well, I don't care about the rest of the guys, but me and Weehi are like, we're really big, good boys. And are you coming to the barbecue? Are you coming to the cookout?
No.
Don't shake your knees by the thing.
No one can hear it.
Yes, I have headphones on, John, and I literally can hear what the people will be hearing. So I can tell you that people can hear. That's why I ask you to stop doing something. It's not because I notice it with my eyes.
Okay.
Anyways, we better get going pretty soon because as you can tell, we're starting to get upset with each other. And Devang says that that's not good. Devang Desai, we did watch the...
We watched the game with him. He said he was going to record with us today and then he changed his mind.
He's a dirty, dirty liar, but we do love him because he did say something cool to us. Anyways,
yes,
so...
Yes, exactly. That's absolutely right. He said something very cool to us, so Devang, we can't say that we hate him.
And Devang, I bet, will laugh if he's listening.
Yeah,
to
he will be.
At that he'll moment. Laugh.
Are we going to do, are we going to just quickly do the who scored for the horrible
oh, yes,
game
we
against
should do
the
that.
Rebels? Because you, and, normally you're the one who guesses, but
and
this
no
week
no EPL minute,
up.
By the way, because there was no EPL
There was no EPL
match.
Games. Just I was so thinking know. About that. Do you think you should just change the name of it to Man U Minute? Because you don't talk about the EPL. You just talk about
John,
Man U.
John, we've been over this. You don't understand. Okay, Man U is the EPL.
Oh, okay. So, that's a very thing that will make people dislike you, but okay.
Except for Junior. Hello, Junior. How are you? And also Angus Walker. Angus, how are you? Those are two of my classic Red Devils
like,
fans.
Yeah,
they're Red Devils supporters. They know what a good fucking football team looks like. And I will say... Very, very upset with that fucking goon of a manager. Fucking England playing Marcus Rashford back-to-back both games. The second one being completely meaningless as they had already clinched their position. And they didn't need to play. And he played him a full 90 both times. And now he's going to be burned out. And they fucking needed him for a big, huge match against Liverpool. Huge match against Liverpool. And we will have a great EPL minute next week discussing the wonderful tie.
I guess if they win.
Well,
if they lose, it won't be a very fun...
It'll be a fun one. We'll discuss it. You know, I'll have lots to talk about. I'm going to watch it at my friend's place. It's always fun. You know, he's a big Liverpool supporter, so 4:30 a.m. Match as well, so it'll be a middle-of-the-nighter, you know, maybe take some ecstasy.
Cool, yeah. So I'm the nerd. You're the guy who gets up at 4:30 to watch soccer, but I'm the nerd. Okay, cool. All right, let's get to the who scored.
But did you hear the part about ecstasy? And by the way, I didn't say anything about getting up at 4:30. I will not be going to sleep. I'll go to sleep after the game. See, because I am cool as shit.
Is that what makes you cool? So you're going to be taking ecstasy? You're going to watch the game on ecstasy?
Doing drugs and staying up late? Is that what makes you cool? Yes. And asking if that's what makes you cool, that's what makes you a fucking nerd.
Okay, whatever.
Like not knowing. It's surprising.
You don't have a job. It's easy to stay up late.
Yeah, exactly, bitch. It's cool as hell.
You're using bitch a lot this episode.
I use bitch all the time.
Problematic.
I use bitch all the time. You watched my other show. You were just on it.
I did. I was on it.
I say bitch in it constantly. And by the way, on that episode that you're talking to me about problematic, you made a joke, another joke, as listeners of this show will know. You made one previously, but you made another reference to a horrific event in Las Vegas, which was very funny.
But what horrific event? Well, I was just talking about the Continental Cup.
Anyways, it was a great joke. My point is, don't get on me about the word bitch, you know? Language politics. Anyways, so we're going to do the who scored thing?
Yes, we'll do the who scored thing, then we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Wrap
this. Okay.
Wait, I'm not on the thing yet. Oh, we don't have any of the top ratings.
No, of course not. Why would we? That couldn't be less surprising. Okay.
Okay, hang on, though. So
you want me to guess the top-rated player?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to start with the top-rated player, and you're going to try to guess who the top-rated player is. You got a couple guesses at it, and then we'll start going down the list.
I think Ali Ghazal was probably top-rated.
And I will just say that Ali Ghazal was the second highest-rated player at 6.61.
That's not very good, is it?
No. He did have an 89% passing percentage.
Wow, who would be above him? Because everyone else was horrific.
It was his friend.
Yeah, I was going to say Tony Chani.
It was Tony Chani with a 6.74.
I was between those two of guessing who. I figured those two would be the top two.
So that's...
I saw someone on Twitter say that Chani had a horrific match, and I don't agree with that at all.
No, I don't think he had a horrific match.
It wasn't his best, but it wasn't anybody's best. I thought he was fine.
Yeah. And we were just, everyone looked pretty bad. The only
After that, Freddie?
No.
I guess Freddie never touched the ball.
Freddie never touched the ball and had a low rating.
Yeah, okay. How about Timmy P?
Nope. Timmy P down there with Freddie.
Okay. How about, it's hard to even get, like, Breck?
Jacob Nowitzki.
Really? Okay.
Jake Nowitzki, but see, they're all just terrible. 6.52. And then the next was David Oosted.
Yeah, I was going to say Oosted, because he did make a couple saves.
Yeah, so, but he let in three
goals. I know, yeah.
But 6.51, and then Marcel Dion with a 6.48, and then we're getting into the nasty territory here. Well, Aaron Mond, they have at 6.40.
Yeah, but we know what really happened.
And then Breck Shea, 6.12. Nico Mesquita.
He just...
Begged them to barge this kid.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Please. No, Nico Mesquita, we've said, the league has passed him by.
Yeah, he's a serviceable player, or was, and he was actually a decent player for us for a while. But yeah, the league,
with the introduction of Nosa, if everyone else stays around, I believe that makes him expendable.
He won't be back.
I don't think he'll be back. I hope not, because I don't like when he's on the field.
He's been bad.
He hasn't had a great season. The next up, we have Eric Hurtado, the worst player in the MLS, as we have always said and always agreed on. And he's with a 6.06. And then Bernie Abisi, or Beanie Abisi, Ibini Asai.
There you go. Yeah, you had a tough time with that.
Sorry, I did. Because I was just really, as I'm looking at it, I'm just seeing how many low scores we have. 6.05, then Alfonso Davies, which... We talked
another
about,
bad match.
What has happened with Davies? I know we have to go, but what's happened with him? He doesn't seem to be able to really make any sort of an impact anymore at all.
No.
His finishing has been awful.
He's always struggled to finish.
Yeah, and his composure in front of the net has not been good, but he's just been the only thing you've been noticing him for is making mistakes. Like, you know, he hasn't been making an impact in a positive way at all.
No.
Something's
and
up.
Especially when he starts, he's really struggling when he starts. And not that he's been good at all, period, but when
but
he starts, he just fails to have any impact on the game.
I mean,
at
you
all.
Remember when it was all, I mean, it was, you know.
The start of the year, we were like, oh, he's going to Man U, Juventus.
I still believe that.
He's going to go to
a top team, and I believe that he's going to realize his potential, because you could see it, the flashes of it, but he's looked like
a kid. Maybe he's tired.
Like a kid. He's looked like a kid against men.
It's a good way of saying it.
For sure. And I don't know if maybe it was the wrong approach, or if it's just the league catching up with him and realizing, like, scouting him a little bit maybe.
But still, he's the type of player. He's got the pace and the skill. It shouldn't really matter if he's scouted. You know, he's got the ability to.
I just mean, not even scouted. If he would have been scouted before, I just mean more that they get a chance to play against him, see how he plays, and then his ability to
adjust
that defenders defend against him, that he's not adjusting well enough now that they've adjusted, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been bad. So Timmy Parker, then Freddie Montero, and then your final lowest ranked player is the barge man himself, Jordan Harvey,
who is just... He had a shocker.
Well, he just...
brutal.
It would be a shocker if it weren't Jordan Harvey, though. But yes, I understand the sentiment.
Yeah.
But he had an expected shocker, we'll say.
Yeah,
he's... As I know, that is an oxymoron. But I was using it intentionally because I am a linguistic genius. Right, John? John doesn't want to say because he understands sometimes that, like, I'll get stuff right, and then you're like supposed to be the English teacher guy and the smart guy, and it's like, if I'm the drug guy, the cool guy, and the smart guy, what the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
That doesn't mean I'm not also smart. I think you're smart.
But, well, do you know, well, I think you are probably smarter than me, but do you, my point is that you have to have an identity on the podcast.
And yeah, I'm a smart nerd.
Well, a nerd, definitely. But nerds aren't always smart.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, but I think your identity on the podcast is more of a nerd, like a piss bucket, slop bucket cleaning nerd.
And yeah, that's my identity.
And you mine's kind of like
this identity in the last three episodes.
And my, yeah, that is true. I just recently brought it in. Yeah. I don't know why I started saying the slop bucket stuff.
But yeah, you're really into it though. You like it. You're really married to that bit.
Yeah, you probably don't like it as much.
I would like that bit to be barged.
You don't like it because it's very negative towards you.
It is. Because I have four jobs.
And what are they then? Can we be serious?
You want to be serious?
Yes, be serious. What are your actual jobs so that people know that...
Teacher.
Yeah.
Comedian.
And comedian, you do call a job. Okay.
Why not?
I don't know.
You call it a job.
No, I don't.
So you just say you don't have a job?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's in the eyes of the government. That's a different thing.
No, I pay taxes.
I know, you started paying taxes finally.
I pay up taxes in America and Canada. I gotta get the money back.
Congratulations. I'm a podcaster.
So that is one of your jobs you're counting.
How is it not? My other podcast makes a lot of money.
Well, not a lot.
No, but a decent amount. Enough that
you call it a job.
As much as you make...
I don't think that's true. 'Cause
pretty close.
You think... But I survive off of all the money I make. You're saying you could completely survive and have a life. I just bought a new iMac.
Well, it's a refurbished. But
it cost $1,800.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever. If you want someone else's computer.
Someone else's. You always buy an Apple certified refurb and take that $250 off. Always. They have their Apple certified technicians. It's just like a new computer. They take it apart. Everything's cleaned out. It's completely... My brother's a computer guy. He'll tell you.
Spoken like someone who buys refurbed products.
Yeah, you buy a refurbed product. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Not in general, but from Apple certified, it is good to get a refurbished product. Sure. Yeah.
But I do think that does count as a job. It's something I have to do every week. I have no choice but not to do it. It's a scheduled thing I do every week.
Yeah.
Not this. This is a hobby. My other podcast.
Yes, that's right, because you only sometimes show up, and you only sometimes watch the matches.
And I'm also a writer. That's the fourth one.
Hang on one second.
I write for Curling Canada.
Hang on one second. That is a very big stretch now.
How is it not?
Saying that you have four jobs is my point, is a big stretch. You're really sort of, is conflating, is that the right word?
I mean, you could use it.
What does it mean?
It's not perfect.
What is it?
Conflating is like when you relate something and like blow it up.
I see.
So it's kind of like that. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, I know. That's why I couldn't explain it, because it's hard to explain even for linguistic geniuses.
Yeah, it's basically like when you mix something up, and then like when you're conflating the two things, it's like...
You're confusing them and inflating them?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it just a portmanteau of those two words? Okay, anyways, but I did know what portmanteau means.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, guys. Well, we are, we're going to log off now. And
yeah, this is a long one.
Not really, because I'm going to edit a lot out, so don't say that.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Everyone's like, a long one. It's 14 minutes. So we do want to shout out to, we already said shout out to Angus Walker, and who else we want to shout out to? Some of our good listeners.
Generic Spencer.
Generic Spencer's a great talking a lot about and do watch, everyone, if you don't already, go to watch the Not Even a Show on YouTube.
Yeah, I guested on it. It's a good time.
We have 101 subscribers.
Shout out Salish C, Chris at Salish C.
Chris Salish C is a real loyal, good guy. There's a few others now that...
Well, we have a producer for CTV that just has commented, Ryan McLeod.
Well, he's not a listener, I don't think, because he doesn't follow us. I think it was just because someone retweeted something.
Yeah, that's probably true, but still, we can shout out Top Marks.
How about we shout out
Josh Custodio.
Of course, we should shout out to Brenton Walters at Caps Offside.
Should we shout out to him?
Well, he did get a little bit aggressive with us.
I would like to shout out to him. You suck!
No, whoa.
That's a shout out. See, that's a shout.
You clipped the mic.
I know, I did that on purpose because I'm angry.
But we realized that he was just having a bit of fun and he was rude to us, but we are very rude, and so sometimes people think, oh, because we're very rude to each other, that it's like we're part of the group, we'd be rude to them. So John took it poorly because he's not really, doesn't interact well with the fans. But we do want to give a shout out because he is a listener, and he is definitely
a listener. I feel like he listened to like one episode.
100% he's a listener. 100%
every episode.
I don't know if every, but a lot of them, because he knows the show very well.
Okay,
guaranteed. All right. And he is not a casual. That is one thing you can say for sure.
He's not a casual.
The opposite of a casual. So shout out to Caps Offside. Hopefully he can be a little bit more respectful in our timeline, because we will block the fucking shit out of him. But thank you for listening. All right, John, anyone else you want to shout out to?
Nope.
Okay, and John has four jobs.
Yep.